Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable, and we are very happy to welcome back a dear friend of ours who is with us with a new venture, and we're so excited about the wonderful work that she is doing. Dina Janis is leading the Vermont Public Theater, which will be presenting an outdoor-free presentation of Shakespeare in the Woods production of Twelfth Night at Merchants Park in downtown Bennington, Vermont. The night is a fundraiser for the Bennington County Coalition for the Homeless. The production of Twelfth Night will be performed outside, rain or shine, 2 o'clock this Sunday, August 25th. Audience members are encouraged to bring their own chairs or blankets and enjoy the performance comfortably. Tickets are free, but donations to BCCH certainly encouraged and welcome. To tell us more, we welcome Dina Janis, Artistic Director of Vermont Public Theater. What a delight to have you on the program.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for doing this. All right. So give us a sense of the evolution that brought us to Vermont Public Theater.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I was the artistic director at Dorset Theater Festival for 13 years, and I left 2 years ago and sort of started this new venture. Vermont Public is a really kind of a different model experiment, very inspired by the New York City Public Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bricks and mortar organization. And we are, you know, really interested in this idea of how the arts can intentionally help build healthier communities. So, you know, we do a lot of different kinds of things. You know, this is an example, really a great example of what we're doing, which is kind of lifting up, which in this case, Shakespeare in the Woods is a terrific new company. I don't know if you've seen any of their other work, but they're a young, very fresh Shakespeare troupe. And presenting them, kind of putting something great up for free. So one of our big things is that we never charge for any of the work we're putting out there. And in this case, lifting up this organization, Bennington County Coalition for the Homeless, actually our focus this whole year with all of our programming that we're presenting will be housing and food insecurity in Vermont, which is a huge issue. People don't realize, you know, I was in the city working on a production, a developmental thing at Labyrinth, and I was telling people, you know, Vermont has the second highest homeless rate in the country. It's California and Vermont.
Wow.
And, you know, Bennington County Coalition for the Homeless, which is located in Bennington and really serves the county, you know, they just do incredible, extraordinary work. But what was interesting to me was understanding who that population of homeless are in Vermont. 24% of the people they serve are children. There are a huge number of vets. One of the largest demographics of homeless are really older folks like my age now, you know, who worked their whole lives, owned a house, had kids, had jobs, and might have gotten sick, couldn't afford all of the cost, lost their house, and are now homeless. So it's what they do, which I admire so much, which is why we wanted to sort of do this fundraiser, was they destigmatize, you know, who are the homeless. They work very much individually with people, and they're just an amazing organization.
So as part of the mission and the idea of a public theater to spotlight these very issues. So, I mean, obviously there's the work.
Yes.
And there's there's the drama of it all.
Yeah.
But then there are what you can do with that, especially in a given community.
That's right. You know, I have this vision. You know, at Dorset, and it's so great to see how well that company is still doing.
Yeah.
The vision was sort of new play development, which would attract stars and incredible artists, which would then attract audiences. And that model really is great, and it's exciting. This is slightly different. This is making sure. It's not that the work needs to be issue bound. You know, this is Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. I mean, it's just a fabulous, fun piece. But, and the work that we're developing kind of ranges in all different directions. But I think that you can really attract top talent, top artists who at this particular time are just really interested in elevating these kinds of issues. I think it's an interesting experiment, and also the fact that it's free. So you break down those barriers for people, audiences. Anyone can come from any kind of demographic. And for us, you know, one of the first events we did was a fundraiser for Vermont Flood Relief. We toured A Christmas Memory by Truman Capote with the wonderful actor Dan Butler, who I think you've seen. Yes. And we raised all the money that people paid when they came through the door. There was no ticket charge, but it went to Vermont Flood Relief. And so, yeah, it's that idea. How can we use the platform of the arts and authentically be engaging community and partnering with community organizations in a way that has that kind of benefit?
Talk a little bit about the company of the actors that you get and their commitment to this of coming in and doing an outdoor production.
Yeah, I mean, people are really excited about this idea. And, you know, I think, well, you know, a lot of the artists that we know are extremely, they care a lot about our values and, you know, what's happening in the world at this time and the need that's out there. So I think what I'm finding, two things is, you know, one, in our model, we're not bricks and mortar. So the people who are funding us, the funds that we have are going directly to artists. So that's one of the other things. It's like for me, all right, so to be able to pay these wonderful, talented young artists who are getting their new Shakespeare company off the ground to show up and do a benefit, it not only benefits the Bennington County for the Homeless, but it also benefits these artists. So it's kind of both in my vision.
So Shakespeare in the Woods is separate then from
you. Oh, yeah. They're a wonderful company. You know, they started out doing Shakespeare for free, not for free, but for very affordable rates in Manchester. Mm-hmm. And this entire summer, their season has been hosted at the Equinox Resort in Manchester. Yeah. So they're sort of really taking off. And they're a young, very diverse, fantastically talented, innovative, young Shakespeare troupe. And they do terrific work. And so I've been in dialogue with them for years. Even when I was back at Dorset, I was really interested in how can we partner? So for me, partnership is also a big thing.
Do you have geographic lines in mind when it comes to the public theater? Or
no. I mean, for instance, when Dan and I toured around with A Christmas Memory, Vermont Public actually hosted us at their Stetson Studios up in near Burlington. We did one performance in Montpelier, and then we also did a performance in Bennington. So the project that we have planned for 2025 is a new play that we commissioned, written by a Vermont novelist, that looks at housing and food insecurity in Vermont through the eyes of a very young girl who lives in a trailer park. It's a play by Kuzi Kram, who's mm-hmm. a terrific New York playwright. And the novelist is Ann Braden, who's a very accomplished Vermont novelist. And we're going to tour it throughout the state. You know, we have libraries, theaters, homeless shelters. Our model is very much like the New York City mobile unit. The public theater's mobile unit is just the designers I'm working with. We're designing, how can we design something that can move anywhere, that can go where people are and actually have that flexibility. So that's also exciting to me. It's a new idea, but I think it has some sea legs.
Absolutely. It seems, I mean, you know this already, but Vermont can be a big state.
It's huge.
They think of it as a small state when you look at it in comparison to New York or some of the other behemoths.
Oh, no, it's big.
It's a big state.
From top to bottom,
yeah. it's a big, big state.
Yeah.
So if you go into Montpelier and do a production, a new play,
right,
is the idea then also to help an organization within that specific community?
Yeah, I mean, it varies. For the Christmas Memory, we worked with Vermont Community Foundation. They had a statewide flood relief fund, and Vermont Public partnered with us on that. So we look for sort of statewide partners. For this upcoming project, we're looking at Vermont Food Bank, which is a statewide organization, and a couple of different housing and homeless coalitions, including, you know, like Bennington County Coalition for the Homeless, which really serves the whole county, southern part of the state. So yes, it would be finding the partners in various places we will head. In Vermont, there's a lot of statewide organizations for things like that. So,
the fact that it was not lost on me, and I didn't get right to it, but it's still rattling around in my brain of that statistic that it's California and Vermont.
It's extraordinary.
I mean, that's an amazing. Yeah. Those are two very disparate states.
Very,
especially in size, as we just mentioned, but also the fact that you would have that many people. There is great need, and the problem is that the need is only growing.
It's growing, and, you know, with climate change, with the continuing flooding that Vermont is experiencing, it has a systemic lack of housing in general. But, you know, these issues they're not going away, and, you know, there was a sort of temporary motel program for homeless people that was sort of started in great... it was very popular, or it took off during COVID. But those programs are being closed down now by the state. So you have in mid-September, a huge number of people, vets, families, older people with health issues, who have been living in these motels, and they're going to be basically out on the street.
Just because the program goes out doesn't mean the problem doesn't still exist.
No. Oh, no. It's just a growing issue. And, you know, the stigma is very difficult. I think the organizations that are admirable to me, including Bennington County for the Coalition for the Homeless, is it's this idea of sort of holding a hand up, not out, and how do you help someone actually figure out how to get out of the cycle of the homelessness on a permanent basis, and that takes a lot of help.
With empathy and without judgment,
right.
and helping in the way neighbors help one another.
That's right.
I want to give a couple of URLs out. One is BCCHVT, which is Bennington County Coalition for the Homeless in Vermont. It's bcchvt.org. Mm-hmm. Also, for the Vermont Public Theater, it's vermontpublictheater.org. The performance is Sunday, August 25th at 2 p.m. It'll be performed outside. Where exactly does it take place? In
Merchants Park is right downtown Bennington.
Oh, I love Merchants
Park. Yeah,
it's
great. It's actually a splash park during the rest of the week, but they turn the water off for us, and it's a perfect
maybe
location.
Maybe yes, maybe no. You know, that would be
depending
fun.
On the weather.
That's right. Keep it going.
Yeah.
But that's nice. So you have a nice place.
Yeah, it's great. And the town, you know, was great. They're partnering with us. Again, you know, you get engaged with the sort of real people who live here year-round and are trying to make this work.
I've always greatly admired the work that you have done, both
thank
at
you.
Dorset and this. It just seems like a wonderful thing that is much needed.
I'm excited. You know, it's you ask yourself at a certain point what you want to do with your, as Mary Oliver always said, your one precious life.
Yes.
And this, for me, is where I'm going.
So. Well, and we're all very lucky for that.
Thank you.
Dina Janis, I thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Joe.
director of Vermont Public Theater. You can find out more, vermontpublictheater.org, and again, bcchvt.org for more information about the Bennington County Coalition for the Homeless, the performance of Twelfth Night being performed outside, rain or shine, 2 p.m. on Sunday, August 25th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.